Here's an inside Weekend Edition Sunday scoop for you. Our production assistant Wilma Consul has instituted a twist on Casual Friday. She calls it Aloha Friday, and the deal is we're all supposed to wear Hawaiian shirts. She believes that the colorful apparel makes things a little more festive around here as we head into the weekend. Many of us embrace the custom, and it appears that the idea is not unique to the Warren of offices here. In Capitola, California, some members of the police force have donned Hawaiian shirts. The chief says the island look makes his force appear more approachable, but some cops say it's not always a good idea. From member station KQED, Carrie Kahn has more.
Only a handful of kids are catching the small waves breaking on Capitola's beach. The surf here isn't that big. For that matter, the whole town isn't that big. But on a sunny summer day, some 40,000 tourists can fill Capitola's beach, outdoor cafes, and souvenir shops. Police Chief Roger Williams wants to make sure his officers fit in with the crowd.
There's got to be an element of fun in what you do. If you don't enjoy it, you might as well do something else, you know. And law enforcement's serious enough, so that if we can lighten the load a little bit, that makes it great.
The cotton Aloha shirts are lighter. So is the matching cloth badge the cops wear. Chief Williams consulted a local expert on just which shirt would be the most appropriate. Amy Tognazzini owns the big kahuna shop in town. She says it was important for the cops to look dignified.
Well, I definitely didn't want to put him into a shirt with a beer bottle or about four or five different colors.
Not even a pink flamingo or a chili pepper. Tognazzini picked a subtle design, a black background with dark blue palm fronds. After all, the shirts have to blend in with the cop's other attire.
It is an interesting combination wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a gun belt, and it draws a lot of attention.
Officer Troy Zuby says he likes to wear his shirt on special occasions. No member of the force is required to ever wear the shirts. And Zuby says there are times when it's not a good idea for cops to wear tropical tops.
Normally on patrol, when I come on, if I'm on a night shift, I'll wear my regular uniform. I get a little bit more compliance at nighttime, and it's a bit easier to identify myself as a police officer.
Copy. Are there any parking units available down in the village right now?
Any of the parking guys wearing
them? But in a town where the most serious crime is usually an overextended stay at a parking meter, tourists and residents alike are praising the officer's new look. Lifeguard Christy Jones just hopes the town's leaders don't make the rest of the city's employees change uniforms.
I think they'd confuse us with the cops then. You know, they wouldn't be able to tell us apart.
For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn in Capitola, California.